Hello?
Hey, trying to speak with Walter?
Yep, that's correct. Is this Rick?
Yeah, this is Rick with Off & Mazer. How you doing?
Great. How are you doing?
Well, not too bad. Thank you for asking. So, Walter, I just thought it'd be a better idea to hop on a quick call and discuss the app requirements better. So, good timing, right?
Yeah, perfect.
All right, great. So, going through the details, first of all, that you sent to me, you're looking for a database, which is self-explanatory. We'll keep it to that. You're looking for a front-end data visualization app and two other
Yeah.
interfaces. Sorry.
Yeah, pretty much a way to input data, a way to create graphs with the data, and maybe print out a PDF, and an application to store everything, so database, and then the application for tablets. That will do most of the information, I would say.
Okay, that makes perfect sense. So, could you tell me the application for this? I mean, in the sense that what industry is it going to be, is the app supposed to operate in?
So we machine a lot of pieces, so they will come in and we need to track them through the different process that we go through. Like we clean them, we paint them, we apply different coats, and then we finish. And we just want to know how much time each process takes and where the pieces currently are at.
I'm sorry, your voice broke up. What industry again is this for?
Pretty much aerospace, but the aesthetics. So we machine parts, we clean them, we paint them, we apply coats, and we just want to keep track of all the different pieces through the different processes.
Okay. And do you need the applications of both the Android and the iOS, or is it just going to be either of these?
Just Android.
Just the Android, okay. Right. I think you did attach a website to your email. Oh no, that wasn't you. Sorry about that. Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. No. So, could you do you have a website? I mean, a company website that I could look at just to make better sense out of what you're discussing?
Sure. I'll send it to you through the chat.
Yes, please. I think you're still connected. Okay, I think I received it. So, okay, let me. Okay, I'm just trying to put up the website while we speak. And,
Okay.
Okay, the website's pretty slow right now for some reason, but I'm still trying to pull this up.
But it's pretty much we do interiors for private planes.
Okay, for some reason, Walter, your voice is breaking up pretty bad. Could you repeat the last thing you said? Sorry about that.
That would pretty much work with the interior of private planes.
Interior of private planes. Okay. All right, cool. And so the RFIDs, are they connected to a device that needs to be, or are they connected to like a hardware? that needs to be encoded or integrated with the application as well, or is it?
It would be best if it was.
And what exactly are these RFID connected to? Sorry?
There will just be little tags that we just clip onto the pieces.
Okay. So the front end of the application, the user-facing application, like you mentioned, and this is to interact with the stored data. We should be able to generate graphs and perform data analysis. This could be a web or a desktop application, depending on your recommendation. Well, for the dashboards whereby analysis is concerned, I mean, if this is going to be used in an office setting, then we do recommend that you go with you know, a web application rather than doing it like a mobile app.
Yeah, the mobile app will just be for the tablets that will do the scanning.
To do the scanning, okay. And that's a different department to that which is going to be looking after the analysis, right?
Correct.
Okay. And would you need the admin panel as well to, you know, maintain the users and, you know, the static content of the applications and the
web
app?
Yeah, we do have some. Yeah, it would be best if it was divided.
Okay. Transfer pieces to the next station. So somewhere on the notes where you mentioned data update application, yeah, there it is. So it says this mobile application will allow workers on our production line to scan RFID tags, update the status of each piece at their station, and transfer pieces to the next station. What station are we talking about here? Is this the workstation?
Like,
your
there's different stations. Like, one station is for maybe sending the parts, and we want the worker to scan it when it gets there. Do his work and then scan it once he stop. He finishes his work, and then when he goes to the next station, they will scan it. They will do their work, and then they will scan it again once they're finished.
Okay, they scan it. They do their work, and then they scan it again to mark it as finished. What kind of work is that going to be? Is that going to be something concerned with the application, or is that going to happen outside the application?
That will all be inside the app. I mean, the work will be outside. It's like they get the piece, they just scan it on the Android tablet.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say they paint the piece. They would say, I received this part. Like, when they scan it, we'll know that they received it. We'll know which station it is as well because that tablet is assigned to that station.
Right.
And once they finish the work, they would scan it again, and we'll know that it finished being painted, for example.
Okay, that makes sense. And this is for your production plant, right? Some sort of manufacturing is happening whereby these RFIDs are used, right?
Correct.
Walter, did you catch that? Are you there?
Yeah, I said correct.
Okay, your voice didn't come in. Okay, all right. And so, Walter, let us try and paint a canvas in our heads together on what you're looking at, right? So the back-end database is, of course, is going to be there to manage and maintain the RFID entries and, you know, the data update that happens corresponding to each RFID, if I understand this correctly. However, when we talk about the interfaces, we're looking at as many as three interfaces that are going to be there. One is going to be for one is going to be for your staff to scan the RFID at the check-in and the check-out when they receive a product, right? Or when they receive an item, they scan the RFID. When they're done, they scan out the RFID, and using their user profile that they're logged in with on the application, it's going to mark down who and what station scanned the RFID, just so the other station can know, you know, which station this is coming from, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay.
But the initial scan,
mm-hmm.
just let you give you a bit more information. We will assign the RFID to the to an order number, pretty much. We'll know that this order has this many pieces, and maybe has like 5 different pieces that go together into the same container with the same RFID. So it'll be just putting that information, like this piece, the one, this finish, this color, and that will all go together in one page. I guess it will go to the database and be assigned to an RFID as well. So we'll know that when you scan this maybe code, we know it's this piece which requires this finish, this color, and et cetera.
Okay, and that information is entered by the same station?
Just at the very beginning. That will be by receiving. Once we receive the piece, we'll scan it and put that information there.
Okay, that makes sense. Give me 1 second. Let me go through the rest of the information. So, yeah, so coming back to, painting a canvas and our heads together on how the application is going to supposed to work. So the mobile app where the RFID is scanned, so that the first scan is kind of the check-in that the product came into that particular station, right? It's going to take down the timestamp as well?
Yeah, we want the timestamps of every time it was scanned so we know how long each process takes.
Okay, so the scan of the RFID collects the timestamp when this was scanned. It collects the information it records the information of the user profile that's logged into the mobile application, whatever the name of the employee or the member is, and then it records the station that the application is logged into, right?
Yeah, correct.
Any other details that are going to be collected with the RFID when that scan?
I would say that's enough, yeah.
Okay.
That would be all.
So when they check it out, now when they, the scan the RFID again when they're done, more like a checkout of that product that was on their station, that's when the timestamp is collected, the name of the employee again is collected, the name of the station is collected. And when the next station gets it, that's when the tablet application comes into use. And they will be the ones who will be, in fact, sorry, the computer software application, the data input application is going to come in, whereby the staff is going to input and associate data to that RFID that was scanned on the previous station, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And is that going to create like a table of information that should already be formatted, or every time it's going to be different information from the last time?
No, it will be all formatted the same way.
Okay. Say the color, say the, the build version, say, some sort of components.
Yeah, maybe, there might be like maybe 40 tabs because it's going to be like time in, time out for each station, as well as the worker, the finish, the day received, the day that is required to be sent out, maybe all that information be stored in the database. So let's assume it's like 30 different tabs.
30 tabs that are filled out, okay. And all components of the system should be interconnected and allow real-time data synchronization, of course. And now this user-facing application, the front-end system, the data visualization app, so that's used by a different group of people, a different user role than those that are going to be uploading or scanning the RFIDs and uploading the information against it, right?
Correct. That would only be used by administrators.
The administrators, okay. So this is more like the admin panel, the back-end system whereby you can, view the... The infographics and everything. And with an admin panel, we give out a lot more capabilities like user management. So, for example, if the user has to be onboarded to the tablet application, for example, that is going to be done by the admins as well, just to, keep a check on who essentially is using the application. And ideally, are they within the premises or within the radius of your production plant or whatever that is? of the person that's using the application, or are they using it from outside just to avoid any kind of misuse and to control who's accessing the the application?
I don't think that will be necessary because the tablets will be on site on each station. They will not be moved, and the logins will just be their information, like name and nobody will be able to take the tablet away, pretty much. So I don't think that layer of security is needed. But if you can provide me the code with it, I think that would be best, just so I could maybe compare. Because an extra layer of security is always better.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, we'll just keep it there, but I'll let you know what it would cost with and without that. And since this application is going to be used internally, I don't see the need to have it live on the app stores, the Apple.
We don't want it live. We'll just use it with the... No, we'll just use it with the server that we currently have here.
Okay, that sounds good. All right, and so that's three interfaces we're looking at. We're looking at one backend system that's going to be the database, and the database is going to be self-manageable. You want that to be self-manageable as well, whereby you should be able to manage it in the sense that you should be able to rearrange the data, sort the data, compile the data, order a print out of it, download it like an offline CSV file, and all those manageable features as well, right?
Exactly.
Okay. I think we've done something similar for Spectrum Marketing. That's a pretty established name in the print marketing industry, and they have more like a job processing software is what they call it. And while it's in the NDA, and I would not be able to go into a lot of details, I think that's kind of helping me wrap my head around, how this is supposed to work. I think all of this is perfectly doable. So what we're doing right now, Walter, is that we're mm-hmm. Doing the pre-onboarding discovery, whereby I'm trying to understand what you need, and I need details that are just sufficient for me to be able to give you a quote and be able to give you a timeline on how much this is going to, what kind of time this is going to take from A to Z, right? So we first, when you get on board with us, and once, hopefully the final contract is signed and everything, and we agree to a price and a timeline, then we will be going into, more like a post onboarding discovery session, whereby you could, once the NDA is in place and the contract is in place, that's when you can start sharing any kind of documentation you have, or, let's say, for the database, how you would want to structure that. You could discuss that with the project manager we'll be assigning you. So this that we have right now, that is the pre-onboarding discovery. However, in order to get into the accurate details of each and everything, we have a post-onboarding discovery as well. And then comes the design, whereby we design the UI and the UX of all three interfaces, right? The tablet application, the web app, and the mobile application as well. And then we get into the development phase, whereby we first design the front end, and then we develop the back end of the website, and then we get into the testing procedures, and then deploy the application on the servers for you as well, if that's needed. Otherwise, we hand over the code and the repository and everything to you after the testing has been completed. Does the process make sense to me?
That's fairly clear. Just one question. It's about the quote. I was just asked to receive a quote by today. Would that be possible? Because just a very rough quote. That's what my manager was more interested in.
I can give you some numbers right now. Tell me this. Have you received some kind of budget from your managers that you need to keep this within? Or do you? Because there's more than one ways to accomplish just anything in life, right? In the mobile application.
That's kind of why he told me to do this, so we can start working on assigning a budget.
Okay.
So he wanted more like a rough, so then we can go through all our procedures, get the money and get the budget, and then see what we can do.
Right.
Because I will not be able to tell you our budget at this moment.
Well, I understand that. That's not an issue. I'll try and quote a number. I'm doing some working at my end since you asked for the quotation, and I'm trying to crunch some numbers here. So I think for all three interfaces together, since these are three different interfaces we are talking about, along with the database setup and the mobile application be compatible with both the Android and the iOS, both the Android devices and the Apple devices, or I think you said you wanted this to be just on Android, right?
Just Android will be fine, yeah.
Just the Android, okay. I think we'd be looking at somewhere about, of course, I cannot give you an accurate number, but this would be somewhere between $24,000 to $30,000 is going to be a fair estimate, like a safe ballpark for accomplishing this, the whole three, the whole software, including the three interfaces, from scratch until, the final deployment to your servers.
Okay. That sounds good. Could you maybe send me a quote by, just a very rough quote, just so I can show him something, to my email? Would that be possible?
Yeah, definitely. Can you drop me your email address?
Yeah, let me send it through the chat.
Yes, please.
Okay, that would be my email.
Yeah, that's you.
Yeah, it looks like the chat closes every time the computer goes to sleep.
yeah, no, but I got your email, so this works. And okay, and what company again do you represent?
Specifically, I represent Technocodings.
Technocodings, okay. All right, perfect. And any other details that you may require, Walter, or anything that your managers have asked you to collect? I think I've quoted the process. I'll send you a company profile as well, just by the way, just so you can show something forward, and then you can wrap your head around what we do and the portfolio we have and everything as well. Is there anything that I'm missing that you need from my side to be able to take this forward?
No, I think that's all.
Okay. And then how soon do you want to recircle on this? I mean, after you've spoken to your managers. I realize they've asked you for a quote today, so I'm expecting you'd get to speak to them sometime this week.
Yes, but I don't know once we do the budget or anything like that. So I would say maybe 2 weeks.
2 weeks, you say. Okay. All right, that sounds fair. So, Walter, I'll send you an email with our NDA. That's optional, but if you would like to sign that before the next call in 2 weeks, you could do that as well. I'll send you our company profile, and along with that, I'll send you some notes on the quotation and the features we discussed today. Does that work?
Okay. Yeah, thank you.
Perfect, then. You could expect the email by the end of the day today. Anything else that I can help you with right now before I let you go for the day?
No, that'll be all.
All right, then I'll let you go for now, Walter. You have a great day ahead, and I look forward to working with you. All right?
All right, thank you.
All right, cheers.
Have a great day as well.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.